I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
What it do?
Ahoy!
What up?
Bro.
What up, bro?
Just some baseball, bro.
What up, brother?
Brother.
What's up, dude?
Bro.
It's Rop and Sook. How are you?
My baseball pants got a little tight.
Yeah, I was watching. You know, I did it again.
What?
Well, I guess this morning.
Yeah.
I woke up at 4 for no apparent reason.
Ah, and then did you realize that baseball was on?
Well, I knew baseball was on, but typically when I wake up at 4, I'm like, well, go back to sleep, dude.
Yeah.
But I can't, and this is two nights in a row. So then I was like, oh, you know what? Since I can't sleep, I'm going to watch the game.
Now, do you just say...
So I watched the Mariners.
Do you go nuts to the wife and turn on the TV in the bedroom, or do you have to go downstairs?
Oh, God, no. No, I just turn it on.
Does she ever...
Half the time, it's already on. Like...
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, we leave it on.
Oh.
And I don't like that, but I try to turn it off. Sometimes I wake up and turn it off.
I didn't know if she gave you like an elbow, like what the hell.
No, she's
dead to the world.
Yeah, whatever. She's over there sawing logs.
See, I was the opposite in that I had a hard time getting to bed last night. And so I figured like it was like 1:45, 2 o'clock, and it was like you're struggling to sleep. And then I was like, well, just wait a little longer. And then I got baseball. So I watched like the first... probably four innings. When did Ichiro come out? Because I saw him get the hook.
That was in the fourth or fifth, I believe.
Yeah, two ABs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I didn't see that part. So I picked it up in the fifth.
So then maybe it was the fourth. Once he got the hook.
He had two at-bats, yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like, eh.
Hey, Drew, walk, bro.
That was
he got on base.
All I could think about as I was watching that is how bizarre. First off, that's like what, I think it was in the Tokyo Dome. And I've seen a baseball game there, and it's in person. It seems it was a great environment. We saw the Tokyo Giants and whatever the blue wave is. I forget what team that was.
But
I went over to Japan with the Buccaneers, and we got to see a baseball game.
I believe it's the Yomiuri Giants.
Oh, there we go. I thought it was the Tokyo Giants.
Yeah, they kept showing that Yomiuri guy.
Yeah.
Who was that guy? Hello?
What?
What? Go ahead. No, I interrupt you. Well, there was a guy on the broadcast they kept showing, and they never said who he was. He was up in the booth. He had a suit. I'm sure it's Yoi Murray or whatever. It's Eddie Murray.
That's what they named the team after? Just that?
Some dude who's sitting in the box for the Major League Baseball game?
Yeah, just stoic Asian guy just sitting there.
We went to that baseball game.
Who was that guy?
And the place was electric. Like they do like it's like a soccer game. They do the chants, and they've got like little like noisemakers. So it was kind of fun, but... Watching the game on TV last night, it's such a crappy looking. It's like the old Kingdom.
It kind of looks like the Rays Stadium.
Yeah, it just looks awful. It's just so I was watching that. I was like, in no way does that look like a Major League Baseball game. Mm. Like the field's like this weird, like off green color.
Ball flies there. A lot of home runs.
Yeah. And then watching Ichiro, that's all I could think about was this is a Major League Baseball game that counts. And you have a guy starting for a Major League Baseball team that has no business being there. He's just there because you want to sell tickets.
Sook, who won the game?
Yeah.
Ichiro's Mariners.
But like honestly, it's the equivalent of you just brought someone in from the stands and was like, well, I don't know.
It's
a promotion and you throw him out there.
That is so not true, dude. He's got a cannon in right field.
He is there for
He walked. Like there's not a fan in the world that could go up there and walk.
Why? You just don't swing the bat.
Yeah, but they wouldn't walk you.
He is there solely for the purpose.
That's terrible.
100%.
Now they did pull him from the game.
As a gimmick.
Well, that's true, but it's not like a fan.
It is so. How is that any different? It's just, it's
because a fan wouldn't get on base or throw anyone out or catch a ball.
I will tell you this. You could have done the exact same thing at the plate as Ichiro did.
Did you see in the pregame festivities, he caught a ball behind his back in the outfield?
Dude, he's awesome.
What fan could do that?
It is so bizarre.
And can Ichiro. I just say,
Ichiro. Ichiro.
Can I just say that, why is this such a big deal? Like, I think it's cool that they did that. I think it's great that they gave him two at-bats. I think it's awesome that the fans gave him an ovation. They actually pulled him out during the game so everybody could see it.
Yeah, that's why they did it. Like, I think, like, service, like, it was, like, by contract, had to give him two at-bats.
Hey, they wanted to keep him in
and
there.
And then someone was like, seriously, get him out of the
game.
We're
going to play again tomorrow.
Well, he said he's not going to start.
Oh, he's not?
But he'll probably... He'll probably pitch it at some point, and then as soon as they get back, he's done.
But yeah, no question. But I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's a neat thing that they did for him.
I think it's an odd thing. It's you literally have a guy that
he's an icon, man.
I understand that, but let me ask you this:
Japan's favorite player.
Joe Montana is an icon, right? Maybe one of the
not to me.
Okay, who is your George Brett? Then?
Alex Smith.
Yes.
You love George
Alex
Brett.
Alex Smith or George Brett. So, iconic.
So let me ask you this. Would it not be odd to you if in two games that count, the season opener, if you showed up at Kauffman Stadium and old ass George Brett comes out there and mans the hot corner and they're like, hey, we're doing this and this game counts.
I was present for George Brett's last home game in Kansas City. And let me tell you something. I cried. I sports cried.
Okay.
And he was, I mean, it wasn't like this. I mean, Ichiro's like 70 years old.
Yes.
But, I mean, he was done. It was over.
Sure.
But it was a wonderful experience. So I don't understand where you're coming from on this. It's like.
And it's also not like Ichiro's been gone. He's been playing baseball. He just wasn't on the Mariners.
Yeah.
And he's not that good anymore, obviously.
I mean, he's terrible.
Look,
at the plate.
This is my thing.
He knows it.
I love Ichiro. I think Ichiro does not get.
Sounds like you hate him.
No. My brother hates Ichiro, and it bothers me because now we're going to be on the same page.
Yeah, the Sukanics hate Ichiro.
I love Ichiro.
Ichiro!
He does not get the credit he deserves for being a great ball player. But in my life, I can never remember a guy being rolled out. He stuck around last year specifically for this. This is a year plus in the making.
No, Sug, he stuck around. We talked about this because he said he would like die if he left baseball.
He can't leave.
It's so
he would literally die.
They will carry him. His corpse will be found in the clubhouse.
And no one thinks.
Unfortunately.
And no one thinks that that's bizarre. Besides me. That they're rolling a guy out there because they're afraid of what will
happen. They're in Japan.
No, dude.
The George Brett example is okay, but that's different. They're in his home country. He is their favorite player in that country.
How is that any different than if George Brett did it at Kansas City?
Because
it's a special game that's in Japan for a special reason.
Yeah, they're never over there.
This was the Mariners opening day game in, not Safeco, T-Mobile Park against the A's, he would not be playing.
It's
but because
take,
it's in
bro.
Japan, he's playing.
Ain't nobody got time for
that. I thought it was weird. I went to probably 8 to 10 Mariner games last year, and the most bizarre thing I had seen in my life in a baseball game was at the end of every one of those games, win or lose, Ichiro would emerge from the dugout in full uniform, because remember, he couldn't be on the bench because he was like a special assistant. He would emerge from the dugout in full uniform, in cleats, batting gloves, the glasses, everything, and then he would go out and he would celebrate with the team. And I didn't think it could get any weirder.
Do you want Ichiro to die, Suk?
No, I don't.
Well, but you're shifting, though. That is weird. I mean, we talked about that. Like, I totally understand. The whole idea of him hanging on because it's his entire identity is it's not even weird. It's just sad.
Yes.
It happens all the time with
people.
There
was an article last year about it, and it made you feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, he's a complicated figure, that guy. But at the same time, this is totally different. He never played a professional game in Japan. The guy's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he played a professional game in Japan.
He did?
He played years in Japan.
No. I'm saying a Major League Baseball game.
Oh, okay.
He never got... Once he came over to the U.S., he had an unbelievable career, by far the best of any Japanese player.
Yes, without
question.
He's
the king.
And he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
And he's 40, and he's old, and he's done, and everybody knows it. And so they put the Mariners over in Japan so that... Like one last hurrah, I think it's wonderful. It's great. They finally get to see him play in a major league game in their home country. It's awesome.
I just thought it was bizarre as I was watching that, thinking to myself, this is a game that counts in professional sports, and you have a guy on the field whose only purpose is so that fans
made a couple plays in right field
can clap for him.
He can catch the ball.
It was
he can chase that ball down.
It was bizarre to me.
Well, you're a hater. So F you.
I love Ichiro.
By the way, my favorite part of the game, and I'm wondering if you both saw it because you both watched it, was
I misfired.
There was a fan right behind home plate in a Mariners jersey who was living and dying with every pitch.
Yes.
It was so funny.
100% it stuck out
He was a middle-aged man.
Yeah, I missed
it. Every time a pitch would come in, he'd put his hands up and fist next to his ears. And then he'd react positively or negatively depending on what the pitch was.
Wow.
He was so into the game, I could not take my eyes off of him.
I didn't see him. Now, you're saying that's a fun environment because it seemed kind of subdued on TV.
When we went to the game, and again, this is like, I mean, God, I'm old. This was what, almost 19 years ago? 01, 02, something like that. We went and saw a game, and it was really a lot of fun. Like, they were... it's just different. Like in baseball, you go to a baseball game and it's, I don't know, it's pretty reserved, right? You're out there, you're having a dog, beer, sunshine, and all that. Like no one really outside of the wave or the occasional, you know, you stand on your feet for a big moment. Like they were doing the noisemakers and the chants almost the entire time. It was more like a soccer game and it was kind of a fun environment. You got lubed up a little bit and, you know, it was fun. But I thought it was a very... like I said, it was a very sanitized, weird environment. It didn't feel like I was watching a Major League Baseball game when I was watching it on TV.
And you mean last night?
Last night.
Or this morning?
Yeah. Whereas when
maybe it's just the richer people.
It's possible.
Because they charge. I mean, I don't know how much it cost them to get into that game. But
my guess is an arm and a leg.
Maybe it's a different crowd.
Yeah.
Any hoosies, we're burying the lead. The Mariners lead the AL West. They are well on pace.
Catch the fever.
The era has become.
Yes,
162-0. Still possible.
The Ichiro era has become.
Yeah, it's ending. But
the era has become.
You know, I thought it was cool. And then he'll get back out there this morning. They're playing again. They're playing the A's again this morning.
Yeah. And they said that he's not going to start, but at some point they will get him an at-bat. So seems to be the general consensus will be he'll pitch hit, and they'll give him the standing ovation, and then he'll
strike
go away.
Out.
Yeah, because remember, Major League Baseball allowed the Mariners to have an expanded roster. They have 28 guys on the roster. That's the other bizarre thing is Major League Baseball went along with this. Major League Baseball was like, what if we just gave you a couple extra slots and you put Ichiro on
there?
But
three of them have to be inactive. So
it's not bizarre. It's cool. And they're thinking big picture.
Yeah, they want this for the market of Japan.
They love baseball over there. So it's a win-win, I think, for everybody. And most of those fans over there are probably leaving big Stephen Piscotty fans.
And when he comes back, they'll have to reduce the roster and he'll probably never play again. And then at that point, we should all be worried about Ichiro and what he's going to do.
Is it the definition of the Mason Plumlee model? We're talking about here?
I do think this is the Mason Plumlee model.
Some funny text.
Now we call it the Ichiro Suzuki model.
Weekend at Ichiro's. Jim, P2.
Well, I did think that Ichiro would never get old.
And then other people are, I know, it's...
But you look at him now old. And it's...
Well, the white hair, you know.
Yeah, well, time's undefeated.
Other people are bringing up, bless you.
Excuse me.
Other people are bringing up some other guys that they rolled out there, like, I don't remember this, but Daryl Strawberry, they rolled him out there as an old?
Did they?
Griffey Jr., they certainly did.
Well, his last run there in
Seattle. I mean, that was kind of pathetic, wasn't it?
Well, it ended before the season.
He pulled a Mike Francesa.
Yeah, he fell. What's the rumors that he went in the clubhouse and took a little nap?
Didn't we talk to him about that? We asked him about that. We had him on. We're buddies.
Did we ask him about that?
Yeah. I think so.
I do love Ken
Griffey.
It'd be
cool if we had the audio.
I do love Ken Griffey Jr.
Well, anyway. The Mariners have the best record in baseball.
It's an offensive juggernaut. They can't be stopped. 9 runs.
Tim Beckham went 3 for 3. Domingo Santana hit a granny.
He hit a granny? Like with his car?
In the face?
Was it a forearm?
In the face.
I saw that. Are we going to touch on that in the news? Someone high on like mushrooms punched an old lady in the face.
No, I did see that. I didn't like that story.
No, you're just going to gloss that one over?
Well, I'm not going to gloss it over, but... It's kind of sad.
You're the one that was talking about someone hitting a granny. Well, that happened right here in Portland. That's one of those.
It's a new thing.
Yeah. Apparently going around and punching old people. Don't hit grannies.
All right. Maybe a little tournament talk when we get back. How about that? You want to start there today?
Yes.
Got some Blazers.
The real tournament starts tomorrow.
Yeah, it does. I've got an out-of-the-box hire for Washington.
It started yesterday, Suke.
Yeah, that's true. The play-in game.
Dickinson Knights.
Let's talk about the play-in games. We'll do that next. But I've got an out-of-the-box hire for Washington State Hoops that's kind of making the rounds that I wanted to present.
Well, I saw that the university president shot down our idea of having the Italian vampire.
No Rick Pitino?
No. There was like a thread on Twitter, and someone was bringing up Pitino, and the president of the university just chimed in and said, no, not going to happen. Way to throw a wet blanket on all of our hopes.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Why would that not happen?
I know.
You're Washington State.
Pay him some money. Get him in there.
So we'll get to that coming up. We have a little bit of a Major League Baseball preview as the season has begun. We've got some audio. Darren Revell is doing a weird bit. I don't understand. And so much more today. So, hey, thanks for being with us. Let's start with some bracket talk next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, the brackets are live at 1080thefan.com. I just filled mine out today. Go there, compete against us. It's your chance to win over $2,500 in prizes, courtesy of Encore Audio Video. Just look for the Fan Bracket tab at 1080thefan.
Do it.
.com.
Do it.
And I do believe it is free.
Do it. Yeah, I don't think they charge you for that one.
It is $75. Money going directly to me.
Seems a bit excessive, but all right.
Okay, so a lot of sports news today. We're going to try to get to all of it. A little bracket talk. But first, did we have another Amber Alert? Is that two today?
I know we.
It was the same one that got sent twice by accident.
Oh, same one.
We're looking for a silver Nissan. Is it Sentra?
Sentra,
I believe?
Idaho plates.
Yeah, possibly in Hermiston.
Oh boy.
So
that sounds bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime those come up.
What?
Doesn't every Amber Alert sound bad, Rob?
Well, I always do this every time.
No, the Hermiston part adds a. It's like, whoa.
Anytime those things come up, my first thing is, God, that's annoying. Then I'm like, oh wait, there's a kid missing. So
yeah, you have to work on being sensitive sometimes.
Yeah,
and I'm the same way. I'm like, get off my radio.
Yeah. It's like when someone falls, you're like, oh crap, someone may be hurt, and you're like,
I'm always like, man, Amber got lost again. Somebody put a GPS on that girl.
Careful.
That person.
Careful.
Who was Amber anyway?
It's a case of a gal that got kidnapped. I don't remember what her last...
Did it work out okay?
No, I don't think
she
so.
She died?
I
missing?
I don't want to I don't want to go down the primetime road of where we declare
people dead. Why not? This is primetime.
But I do not think that had a happy ending, if I remember correctly. Mm. Maybe Mike could look into that for us.
Look into that, Mike.
I'm going to be sensitive. This isn't like our when I declare Jim J. Bullock dead. We're dealing with children, so... Gonna go ahead and just slowly back away from this one.
Yeah,
I've always wondered, like, when that comes across. I don't know about you, but like when you're driving, it's usually whenever I see the Amber Alert, it's usually some like Hermiston, right? You're like, all right. But if it was like in Portland, then do you spend like the next 10 minutes just like whipping your head? You're like, what?
Absolutely.
Silver Nissan. Wait, you.
Anytime they say be on the lookout for a car, no matter if it's Amber Alert or whatever. I'm always like on it.
Yeah, but I'm always a little like scared. Like, what would I do? Like
you just call the cops, man.
Yeah, but
you
what if
call the police?
You gotta chase it down like Starsky and Hutch.
You don't have to chase anything down. You can say, I just saw your car southbound on I-5.
Well, what I would do is I'd take out my little siren, put it on the hood, put on my shades, and hit the gas.
Well,
bitch.
I would think so. And then if we're driving together, then you pull up alongside of it and I TJ Hooker it.
That's right.
And we jump out and now I'm on
and
the
it's
hood.
Isaac and Souk. And then the cameras roll by.
Yeah, we're busting them.
And then the music plays.
Yeah. Well, folks, hopefully Amber.
Wow, wow.
Hopefully she's okay.
Wow.
What?
I'm not sure if Mike was going 70s cop music or if he was watching adult erotica.
It was a mix of both. That was the whole point.
Oh. I like it.
Because I didn't go bow chicka wow wow.
But I often think sometimes too with the Amber Alerts. I'm like, you know, it's probably a misunderstanding.
Well, a lot of times what happens is it's a parent
that
takes the, you know, it's like a divorce situation or whatever, and mom or dad loses the custody battle and then, you know, takes it.
But
and
I hear it.
And
I'm
decides
like,
to go see grandma.
I'm like, they'll find them. She's probably at school. Forgot to text.
What's the same thing like with those like the wanted posters or the missing kids like at the post office? Has that ever worked ever? Have you ever been in the post office buying stamps and you're like, wait a minute, Osama bin Laden, you turn, he's right there. Has that ever happened? Has anyone in the history of the FBI been caught because someone was at the post office mailing a priority, sock package to grandma?
I like how Osama bin Laden was your example in a U.S. post office.
Well, this is my point. When you go into the post office, they have the most wanted. And yeah. I remember when I was in La Center,
the feds,
the on the most wanted list was Osama bin Laden. And they had like that Zakawi guy. There were terrorists posted in the post office as if me in La Center, Washington is going to be like, wait a minute.
Aha.
I think I've seen him somewhere.
Brandon?
Dale from down the street, if that's your name. I mean, come on. Why don't you put like a, instead of like the FBI's most wanted, put like a local criminal that maybe I would have seen. I don't know. This guy's been like leaving deuces on people's like sidewalks. Maybe I'll be like, yeah, I recognize that guy.
I recognize that deuce.
I've seen that before.
All right. A little bracket talk now. First of all, the big news. Breaking news.
It's not breaking news, dude.
Syracuse, my lock in the first round.
Just got a little unlucky.
Yeah. We unlocked the lock. What? Mike has lost Frank Howard, who is the starting point guard, I think.
Correct.
For the Syracuse Orange. He has been eliminated from the team.
What?
I think that's incorrect.
Well, whatever. But
he's been suspended indefinitely.
Yeah, he's a senior, and the tournament's his last. I mean, he's done.
But only in the press conferences and stuff today, they were only saying he's out against Baylor. Yeah. So if they move on, they might.
Oh, I thought they said he was done.
They said he's suspended indefinitely, and then
which means
they need him for the Gonzaga game.
So egregious that they had to sit him, but when they play Gonzaga, magically he will have atoned for his sin. And the utmost program, this the strict moral line that Syracuse walks, will find a way to bring their starting point guard back.
This is America. It's about winning championships.
It's
okay?
True. They have a...
this is America. We're about winning championships.
They do have a murderer for a coach, so you got to consider that.
Wow.
What?
How about that?
Look, I knew he was a murderer all along.
He did? Well, you know what? I'm just going to let you... Much like the Amber Alert, slowly going to back away.
So do you think this Frank Howard guy double parked or get his money in on time? He'll be there for the Gonzaga game. Well, anyway, that hurts Syracuse, Mike, because they were my lock. I think they were going to beat Baylor, but now what is... You think they still beat Baylor?
I think they can. They're going to put Tyus Battle, who's their best player, at the point guard spot. And they'll probably start Buddy Boeheim, who's been shooting the three well.
And Baylor sucks.
And Baylor's not great. So I think they can still win the game, but Howard was playing great. So this is not
ideal. Now, do you have them beating Gonzaga in the tournament?
No.
Yeah. Or, I mean, in your bracket. Do you?
No, I do not have them beating Gonzaga. Although a lot of people... That is a popular upset.
But that will be a...
Gonzaga does everything well that Syracuse doesn't do well.
I feel like everyone just instinctually picks against Gonzaga.
And when it's Syracuse, a team that you're used to seeing like pull off those types of games, you're like, oh, that's an easy one.
I thought at this point that the Zags would have kind of shook the the we don't belong label. And yet I feel like people still want to staple that to them. Like Gonzaga is not like a mid-major. That's an elite program.
Yeah, of course. But at the same time, they're not Duke, Virginia, North Carolina.
No,
I mean they're good, but they're not. So people this year, everybody looks at the one season, and goes, well, one of them's got to go.
Yeah.
Early. Oh.
Whoop, tip that right over.
What is that thing?
I will tell you what. These things are simply delightful.
What is it?
They're Starbucks refreshers.
And they're like,
ooh, I've had those from
sodas
Starbucks before.
Or like it's carbonated. Like
carbonated water. Yeah. And this
flavored
one,
water.
Black cherry limeade.
Yeah. Those are popular now.
They're a little expensive. I find them to be kind of ridiculously priced in our little eventy market.
You're rich, though.
But they are delightful. $2.99. And I feel like that's a bit much.
Wow.
I know.
Dude.
Yeah. But they're zero. They're like. They're
wait,
like,
are you really? $3?
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's
yeah,
a lot.
For that?
It's a lot for a beverage.
Hell yeah.
And it's not like a big beverage.
I wouldn't pay that.
I know. But they're...
I'm going to pick it. I'm going to bring my signs down tomorrow.
I feel like I feel like this should be $1.99, not $2.99.
Boy, heck, $1.50. That looks awful small.
Well, it's the skinny can, but it's tall.
How many ounces?
Guys, it's $3.
12 ounces.
Oh, listen to rich guy over here.
Look at Mike.
I mean,
Mike just throwing around money like it's just no big deal. Must be nice, Mike.
Yeah,
you live in the most.
You were like, if it was $1.99, I would get it. That's $1 less.
I'm just saying, Mike lives in the most expensive house of anyone here, and he just.
Again, that's not true.
That's not true. He has the highest mortgage.
Yes. And now he's just throwing around $3 like it's no big deal.
Unbelievable.
I kind of went back and forth, and eventually I was like, you know what? I want the refreshment. Let's
now,
do it.
Now, we are getting reports from our men on the street that you can buy a 12-pack of that crap at Winco for less than $3.
Damn it. So they're jacking it up at the Eventy Market.
Freaking Starbucks.
Well, they get you because, like, you come. I didn't have time to eat lunch, so I came in. I was kind of hungry. So you try to get to, like, you know, you don't want to drink, like, a soda. So you're like, all right, let's find something a little better than that. And then they get you with this. It's the most refreshing thing they've got in the cabinet.
All right, let's continue bracket talk. Now, I like the play-in games. Believe it or not, I get into them. I think they're fun. Like, last night, that was good.
Sure.
The Belmont.
The Belmont Temple and then game. The Fairleigh Dickinson one that we had on while we were doing the show, that was entertaining watching that. That place went nuts when Fairleigh Dickinson made their comeback.
So a little bit more bracket talk because I was sent an email today from Jimmy Shapiro, our buddy.
Yeah.
And he has a list of all the games and what percentage of the public is on the underdog. Very interesting. In other words, who are the most popular upset picks?
Yeah.
And we'll tell you what those are coming up next.
I'll bet you, well, if it's in round two, I'll bet you it's Syracuse. I know a lot of people are picking them.
But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Bro.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, there's been a tragedy here in the studio because Souk has lost about 43 cents of his $3 beverage.
Yeah, that I tipped over.
And he's feeling terrible because that guy who texted in, our bros on the street, who said that he can buy a 12-pack of that stuff at Winco for less than $3, and you just bought one for $3?
Yeah.
You looked that up. Confirmed.
Yes, you can get them depending. If you want the variety pack, you can get a 12-pack for about $1.50 a piece, and if you just go with the single flavor, we can knock that down to about $1.25 per can.
Dude, that's unbelievable.
Aventi's ripping me off left
they
and
are.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm protesting. I'm bringing my picket signs tomorrow.
$3?
Meanwhile, Mike will just push right through and buy three of them for $9.
It's
rich
only,
guy.
It's only a dollar, guys. And it's not only a dollar, Mike. I can get the same flavor for $1.25, and I just paid $2.99. Must be nice to be Mike Lynch.
Excuse me.
You're right. It's not only a dollar. It's $1.70. Excuse me.
Mike, it's a bad attitude, man.
Yeah, really is.
Got to retire at some point, bro.
And by the way, I did look up the Amber Alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
It did not end.
What?
Bad. The original Amber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Was it Amber?
Yes. There was a girl, Amber, and yeah.
Well, I mean, you figured that's what it was named after.
Yes.
Yeah. What is the deal with the carbonated bevs now? Is that's like a new thing? Is that because people are kind of switching off of sodas?
I think a lot of people are finding out that soda is about the worst possible thing for you.
But they don't buy energy, or they don't like the energy drinks, and so they go to these.
Yeah,
I have a really hard time with the I like the carbonation of soda. I really do like sodas.
Yeah, well this is like carbonated.
But I can't drink those.
This is carbonated. What is it? Coconut water. So it's like flavored coconut water.
Fancy
is what these refreshers are. And they're really stinking good.
Huh. All right. We're on bracket talk here. Now, the play-in games are sweet. We like them, right? I mean,
I think it's stupid that you force a team, especially one. Like, I get the when you're going to be a 16 seed, but for the team that's going to be an 11 seed, I don't know.
That's stupid.
I think that's pretty chintzy. Either you're good enough to be in or not. Like, I don't think there should be a play-in game. Just pick the 64 and let's go with it.
Yeah, but for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
Like, you and I are sitting there, I watched that, we have hot documentary talk coming up later.
Ooh.
I've got two documentaries to update you.
Saw something good?
Well, Free Solo, I finally got around to watching that.
How amazing is that?
Amazing.
Yes.
That guy. And then Alex, whatever.
Yeah, I forget what his name is.
And then I watched, what was it? Last night, my wife and I watched The Inventor. About Elizabeth Holmes.
Have not seen that one.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it. But anyway, I'm putting those off because, see, normally I would just queue those up right after dinner, right?
Yeah.
But if there are sports on, like the Blazers are playing or something, then I push those off. And the playing games, you know, it's like, well, you know, I'll just I'll watch that because there's nothing else on sports-wise. Well, and so it's like it does not it doesn't have a high bar, but they're intense games. Like they're fun. Like that Belmont Temple game
was fantastic.
That was a great game.
Yes. So I'm with you in that.
So they're like tournament games, only not really.
It's just tournament light.
Why don't we have, okay, would you like the tournament to start on Wednesday?
No.
Why?
I think the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm jonesing, man. I want it to start today.
I don't. I love.
I mean, just, like, officially.
I love the setup of it. I love waking up on Thursday morning and knowing that you are going to get, you're going to get all day just nonstop action. And then that rolls into Friday and then into the weekend. It's just, the NCAA tournament is, it's the most perfect setup of any sporting event. I'm not going to say it's my favorite because college basketball isn't anywhere near my hierarchy of my favorite sports. But the tournament model, I've always said this, there's no sport where my enjoyment of the finals, right, the NCAA tournament, is greater than my enjoyment of the regular season. There's nothing to compare to that. Like, I love the Stanley Cup playoffs, but I like the regular season hockey. Stanley Cup playoffs to me are way better than the regular season, as every postseason should be. But there's nothing where I have, for much of the year, practically no interest. And then all of a sudden, come tournament time, it's the most important thing. And college basketball has that. The tournament's perfect, and I don't want it to be screwed with.
Okay. Best format in sports. You got that right.
Yes.
But I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking today, I'm like, you know, maybe they could play a few games on Wednesday. A
couple more play-in games.
I don't know if teams would like that, though, because, well, you have less time to prepare. Or maybe they would like it, because if you win, you have more time to prepare for a team that had to play or you know what I mean? Like you'd have an extra day to prepare for a team that you play next.
The only thing I don't like about the first four is the 16 seed aspect, because those teams all won their conference tournament. All four
they should be in.
All of them. They should be in automatically, but exactly. Yet one of them will technically not be in.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Put the bubble teams, right? Like Arizona State's a bubble team, you know. And who was it? Like Texas, for instance. A lot of people thought Texas should be in. Put Texas in. And Arizona State, make them play each other, as opposed to Fairleigh Dickinson, who I'm with you. They won their tournament. Let those guys be in. Because I do think that for those 16 seeds, I don't think that playing in the playing game is playing in the NCAA tournament. I don't think you get the same sort of juice that you do when you play on a Thursday or the Friday.
No, but the games are I mean, the teams are going at it, man. Yeah. And cocky sniff, I had who won last night?
Belmont.
Yeah, I had them.
You felt it. You felt strongly. And you had Fairleigh Dickinson?
I don't remember that.
Go Knights?
But I have Belmont beating Maryland. You know why?
Why?
No idea.
Oh, Doug Gottlieb told you?
Yeah, like I think Billis said that. Sure. And I like Billis. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go with that one. I'm going to go with that one.
I have Belmont winning two games.
Everybody, everybody says, so who would be after?
LSU.
Oh, okay, so I've penciled LSU through.
Have you? Because everyone's soft on LSU.
I know
right now.
They are because of everything that's going on, the controversy with their coach. I'm going the other way, bro. I'm going the other way. Galvanizing. Never seen him play once.
I haven't picked my NCAA champion just yet, but I'm thinking about, because
are you one of those guys that takes forever to decide, or you just haven't gotten around to
it? I just haven't got around to doing it yet.
Don't be the guy that takes forever.
The office bracket, you got to turn it in tonight.
Yeah, I probably won't end up doing the office bracket. Last year, I didn't do one, and to me, it added to the enjoyment of the NCAA tournament because I didn't have to worry about my bracket. But I'll do one online because, you know, they make us do it. I'm thinking about going with Kentucky.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What the hell?
Hey, that's out of the box.
I've heard a couple people just be like, hey, you know what? Kentucky could do it this
year.
And I'm like, man, what the hell? I've seen Kentucky play twice.
Yeah.
So why not?
They played Kansas. I will say they are tough. They've got a couple guys that are tough to handle.
I watched them play Kansas, and I watched them play Tennessee.
Yeah,
go with Kentucky. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Everyone else is picking Duke.
That's exactly
some
right.
North Carolina. I've seen some Virginia. Why
see
not?
now you're going
Kentucky. So,
okay, you were arguing with me about this yesterday when
no,
I was
because Kentucky isn't they're a two seed.
Yeah, but it's not the conventional pick, even though they're a two. Like, see, what you want to do is because I saw Swag's bracket.
Yeah.
And I was saying yesterday to review that I have Duke, North Carolina, and Virginia all in my Final Four, and I hate that. Because everyone will have that. So you're better off going. See, by your theory is play the odds. Well, you're better off like taking the good teams, but not the elite teams, like the Michigan States, Kentucky's, and Tennessee's.
Yeah, or Michigan.
And Michigan's. Yeah, throw them in there. Because that's what Swigard does. And he's the guy who takes way too long for his bracket. Yeah. He says he's still thinking about it.
I haven't even looked at mine.
He's still tweaking it. But he's got Tennessee in there. He's got, I think he has Kentucky in there, too. All SEC on that side. But anyway, what I'm saying is,
I just heard
Kentucky, even though they're a two,
yeah,
it is sort of an outside the box play because everyone's going to have freaking North Carolina in there.
Sure. I went with this. I was listening to, because like Colin was out, so they had Gottlieb in.
Ugh.
And he's
I freaking hate Doug Gottlieb.
He is the worst.
He is so insufferable, but I think he's really smart when it comes to college basketball.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
And so he had Kentucky, and I thought to myself, you know what?
There you go.
Yeah. Gottlieb likes him. Sure. Let's go with Kentucky. That is like the sole reason why I'm going to pick Kentucky.
Yeah.
Because I needed to come in and I knew the boss was going to be like, hey, fill out your bracket. And the last thing I heard about the NCAA tournament was Doug Gottlieb being like, well, look, I got Kentucky. Sure.
I feel better about yours and Swag's bracket with those picks than I do Mike and I's who have all the chalk and then Michigan. Lame ass bracket. And then the worst is you.
We're going to win this year, Rob. You watch.
Well, maybe. Probably not. The worst is you try to go outside the box and really like go crazy and do something really different and try to win it all. Like, and then you look at that bracket and you hate that one even more. And you're like, that'll never happen. That's stupid. Of course Duke's going to be in the final. Put him back in there, you idiot.
Yeah.
And then you hate that bracket. It's just bracketing's the worst. I think I'm done. This is my last year.
See?
I'm out.
I didn't do one last year and it felt great.
Oh, you're not done.
I think I might be. Although, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of $20 could turn into $700.
Are you just doing the office pool?
Yeah, I only do one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so when we come back, I want to tell you one more NCAA tournament follow-up here. And we have do you want to know what percentage of the public at the sports books are on Oregon, say, for example? What percent? I have the percentages of the public on
the dogs.
Every underdog in the tournament.
Okay.
And I'll tell you who the most popular upset picks are. Now, this is against the spread, so it's not necessarily to win, but against the spread. And we'll get to those next on The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, we'll switch gears, tell you who USC hired as their new president. Hint, academic scandal.
USC might be the most tone-deaf school in the country.
I feel like, okay, I'm going to pause, I'm going to put a pin in it, and we'll talk about that next.
Just real quick, I did see that Lori Loughlin, you know, she was, you know, Aunt Becky, there's a lot of reports that she did not realize what she was doing was a bad thing.
Right.
She, quote, her heart was in the right place.
Of course. I could have told you, I could have written that for her. Could have told you she was going to say that.
There was like her and Felicity Huffman, they haven't realized that they could really do jail time over this. It hasn't sunk in
yet. Actually think that that's true. I think a lot of those parents are so stupid that they didn't even know they were committing federal crimes.
No.
They had no idea.
Oops.
Jimmy Shapiro, our old friend who has mob ties, emails, you know, betting sort of numbers and spreads and stuff to us a lot. This is one that I thought was interesting because it's from Bet Online. He works with betonline.ag. And so keep in mind, this is only one sports book, but it gives you an idea of who the public is backing to pull the upsets. Mm-hmm. So do you have a wild guess at what underdog, this is against the spread, which underdog in the first round games of the tournament has 92% of the money on them?
92%?
Yes.
Is it a big underdog or is it like one of those, like, you know?
The spread's five.
Spread's five.
And by the way, there aren't a lot of big point spreads.
No.
I mean, there are, you know, with the one seeds and stuff, but.
Are we going Belmont? Because I know a lot of people like Belmont.
That one.
Belmont, Maryland?
Belmont, no. Oh, actually, he doesn't have that one on here because it just
happened.
Yeah. You'll never get it. It's UC Irvine.
What?
Yeah, do you know who they're playing?
K-State.
K-State.
And San Jose.
Kansas State.
Why do we love UC Irvine?
No clue.
No, we hate K-State because Dean Wade is hurt. So everyone thinks because their best player is hurt, and Irvine apparently shoots threes or something, and they're playing close to home.
I love the Mike.
That is detailed.
Irvine apparently shoots threes or something.
I read it when I was looking at the picks.
There's a lot of players.
I don't remember.
They they could win, but they may lose. Either way.
Good game.
I could see them winning this game. I could see them losing this game. You have a lot of players, so big deal.
So but because K-State doesn't have their player, and maybe they're close to UC Irvine's camp, or closer to UC Irvine's camp.
And keep in mind, this is the public. You know, I mean, what do they know?
Yeah.
Second, 90% of the money coming in on Liberty.
Who the hell does Liberty play?
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. That's 5-12.
I know nothing about Mississippi State.
The public
Liberty.
Loves them. Oregon, Wisconsin. What do you think?
I'll bet you a lot of people like Oregon in this.
56% of the money's on the Ducks.
Yeah,
in that game.
I would think that would just because Wisconsin's kind of nondescript and Oregon got hot, won 8 in a row, won the Pac-12 tournament.
Now here's an interesting one at 75%. The spread is 14. Northern Kentucky getting 2 touchdowns against Texas Tech. 75% of the money is on Northern Kentucky.
Maybe that's just because of the spread, because that's not to win, right?
No,
that's
just to cover.
Just to cover.
Yeah. I pointed that out.
You did.
More 50-50 ones are the higher spread ones. Like North Carolina, Iona is 24.5. It's 50-50.
Exactly. How do you even bet that?
Right.
I mean, you know North Carolina is going to win. It's just
80% of the money's on Northeastern, plus 7 against Kansas.
Really?
I've never seen Northeastern, but Kansas sucks, so.
Yeah, but Northeastern. All right.
Another big one, New Mexico State, plus 6.5 against Auburn. 65% of the money's on New Mexico State.
I can see that because for whatever reason, New Mexico State is one where I've seen a lot of people like them winning that game outright.
Now, here's a big favorite that's, because a lot of people bet the underdogs. I don't know, underdogs are more popular than.
Sure.
Favorites.
Well, in the tournament, everyone wants to pick the big upset. Everyone wants to be the one that holds up and says, hey, look what happened.
Here's one that's a fairly close spread where a lot of people are backing the favorite, and it's Louisville minus 5.5 over Minnesota, 62% on Louisville.
Well, Louisville, again, not that I've seen them play, but I've read that Louisville is a really good 7 seed, and that a lot of people don't think Minnesota should even be in the tournament. Like I've seen a lot of people really lukewarm. They were sub 500 in Big Ten play. I think they were like 9-11 in conference.
Mm. Heading towards Turdville is what you're saying.
They are rowing that boat to Turdville.
And another big one that people really like, a favorite, is Virginia Tech, 10.5 over St. Louis.
Okay, so go back and change it.
65%
in my bracket. Make sure I have Virginia Tech.
You had St. Louis?
I don't know.
You haven't done your bracket.
I filled out my bracket last break, and I just was clicking things, and I think I clicked on St. Louis for some random reason. There is no rhyme.
Good pick.
No rhyme or reason to any games that I picked.
Did Mike Francesa, by the way, break down the Duck game at all?
I don't. Well, yeah, he did.
Do we have that?
Yeah.
Do we have that audio?
Go find it, because someone asked him about the Ducks, and then they referenced a player from the movie The Mighty Ducks.
And did he say, I like him?
No, he hung up on the collar and then didn't address it whatsoever.
So he knew. He caught it.
I don't think so.
It wasn't like the Al Albuquerque thing?
I think, well, listen to it. Go back and find it. It's on there. Someone does ask him about the Ducks.
Yeah.
And they reference one of the Mighty Ducks and being a beast inside. And Francesa kind of brushes it off, but I think he brushes it off because he doesn't know whether the player is real or not. You can't convince me when you listen to it that he has any idea if that guy is on the Ducks or not.
So,
all right. Well, we'll scrounge up that audio. Coming up next, USC has a new president. And yes, little tone deaf on this one.
Well,
as you pointed out, that's right.
That's par for the course for USC.
So we'll get to that when we return. It's 3:57 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.